So me and the guys were just taking a break from the construction on the Hancock building. You know how we've been doing construction work there, right? They put that big wall up around the block, that tall fence, and they've been doing remodeling stuff. Well, I had been working on some of the tile work, and we were just walking around the building, me and three other guys, walking kind of like a square in formation, sort of. And I'm at the back, and I step back to take a look at some of the work there, the grout work, so I just kind of lean back while standing still. Well, one of the guys says he heard it coming, like a big rush of air, like a whistling sound, but much heavier. I didn't get the chance to look up, though one of the other guys did and saw it coming a split second before it happened. And the next thing I knew was that there was a loud cracking sound, and I felt all this stuff hit me, like wet concrete thrown at me. But I didn't know what the hell it was, and I opened my eyes and looked down, and I was just completely covered in blood. And there was just this heap of mass right in front of me. It took a while for me to realize that a woman jumped as she hit the fence. Her head and spinal cord were still stuck on the fence, and the rest of her was just this red pile right in front of me. The police had to take all my clothes, every inch. They say she broke through the glass on the 50th floor. I don't know how. That glass is supposed to be bulletproof or something. And the one thing I noticed was that she covered her head with pantyhose in an effort to keep her face together. Funny, she was so willing to die, but she wanted to be kept intact. I know I won't hear about this on the news. They try to downplay suicides, but other violence is fine for them. And they say she was handicapped, but then how badly, and how did she get the strength to break through that window and throw herself out of the John Hancock building in the first place? She must have really wanted to die. It really hasn't sunk in quite yet, seeing her fall apart in front of me like that. I don't think I'm ready to think about it yet.